This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, we're back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. So I think in a matter of hours... I'm sorry, my nose is running. I got some real, real bad allergies. In a matter of hours, we heard that Apple might be listening to our confidential conversations or sex or whatever. And then we heard that Amazon may be doing it as well. And again, this isn't news to you or I because we've been hearing this stuff now for a while, but we're having whistleblowers from these companies go, yeah, we're listening. We're listening. I've noticed some very, very abnormal behavior on my computers. I've talked about that. We were talking about Disneyland. I was telling everybody about my last Disneyland trip. And then when I go on the computer, all of a sudden there's all these Disneyland ads. One of my friends was talking about an upper lip wax. And she speaks softly, you know, but I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, man, I've had it in a while, and I need to. And then all of a sudden, she goes on her phone, and there's upper lip wax ads. Okay, so there's obviously something going on there. So we know there's something going on. What we hope is that nobody's looking or nobody's listening. I mean, you know, we have satellites, and the satellites can zoom in. And they can look at your apartment, they can look at your house, they, you know, see you going in and out of restaurants. So we already have satellites out there. I mean, I was actually, it's interesting, we have no privacy at all. I was in an electronics store this last weekend, and we needed a new laptop. So my husband's going to look at laptops, and my kids are running around looking at the games. And so I'm, you know, starting to look at some, you know, computers and things like that, and I have a pop-out, like, accidentally. And, well, we women know, right? Most of us women have experienced like a pop-out. It's basically where your boob gets some neurological and motor sort of activity all of a sudden. It decides to pop out of the bra. It was in the shirt, luckily, but for some reason it just decides to pop out. And I don't know, maybe it had too much caffeine, but it decided to, you know, I don't know, grow legs. So I look to see if there's anybody around so I could fix. You know, and the average time it takes for me to fix a pop-out is, you know, kind of a good few minutes because, you know, I need to, like, drop the shopping cart, I need to drop it to my hands, I need to put the phone down, and I need two hands to kind of rework it. And the air conditioning is on, and so you're like, okay, people are going to tell if I'm misaligned. And then I needed to find a mirror. And the bathroom was, like, all the way on the other side. So I used the laptops were open, so I used the reflection. You know, there's a little reflection with computers, so I used that to be able to kind of see, okay, I look aligned. These pop-outs are really debilitating. Somebody has to do something with them. Just make a bra that has maybe netting. I don't know what needs to be done, but that's a huge problem. And so I'm thinking, I did this all in privacy. I was like, hey, nobody saw that. Until I look, there's a security camera there, security camera there, security camera there. And I'm like, gosh, you know, meanwhile, I had already fixed my, like, underwear a couple times because those had ridden up. And, you know, it's like, okay, there's no privacy because that means somebody in security is watching you fix your pop-ups. So we know there's no privacy. I mean, we know that. But what we're doing wrong is we're having all these Apple Watches, these iPhones or Samsung or whatever, your Google Home, your Alexa, and they're all around us. And it's because we all saw Back to the Future years ago, and we thought it was really, really cool that in Back to the Future 2, Marty McFly's son could scream fruit, and fruit came down. And we were all like, oh my gosh, I want to be able to do what Marty McFly's son could do, where you could just say, turn on the lights, do this, play this music, do this, and have like a robot in the house. So we like that. The problem is they're voice activated. And so how Apple and Amazon has discussed their software is there's certain trigger words, there's wake words. Like for my Apple phone, it's like, hey Siri, which I probably should have not said because now it wakes up. But we're being told that for some of these, a zipper could trigger it to wake up or something that sounds like, hey Siri. Remember, I wrote an article about this where two people were talking about flooring and the phone called somebody at that person's work and they were able to listen to the whole conversation. Now, you know, people talk, you know, stuff about work all the time. You really don't want coworkers to hear that. And luckily, the guy only heard them talk about flooring, but they were like, what the hell kind of a trigger did that? So the problem with technology is it's not always perfect. And then when you add on top of that, the workers are supposed to be surveilling, right, and helping augment the AI of this equipment where they're admitting that, yeah, they've stopped and listened. I think one source said they listen to 1,000 recordings a day, each employee. And if your Google Home or Amazon is in your bedroom, I bought my husband a Google Home, and he's like, oh my gosh, this is great because I can listen to rain sounds to go to sleep, we can listen to music, and I could wake up with the alarm. So it's right there, you know, and so, I mean, yeah, get it out of the backseat of your car if you have one, honestly. So, There's no privacy. And honestly, I would really feel sorry for anybody having to listen to that. Right? I mean, you know, first it would only be like about 15 seconds, but still, that'd probably be the most horrible 15 seconds they would have to hear. So, you know, first of all, thank you whistleblowers for being open about this. I mean, they don't want to lose their jobs, but they, you know, they say, yeah, when we work there, we listen. And, you know, I mean, you can't, humans love, we talked about this, humans love watching people have sex, listen to people have sex, they think it's funny. But everything's listening to us. So where do we go here with our privacy? I mean, we hear these data breaches, what, there was just a Capital One breach. You hear about these data breaches all the time. Our phones are listening to us. Remember, who was it? Khashoggi, the journalist from Saudi Arabia. They could hear the murder on his phone, which means every time you go potty, this is recording that. So I think we got to go back old school to pencil, paper, and, you know, maybe sign language. All right, 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, gunfire erupted up earlier this morning inside a Walmart in northwest Mississippi. Two people have been killed, suspect and police officer wounded. And this happened at about 6:30 in the morning inside the Walmart Superstore. And a responding officer was able to wound the shooter and then take him into custody. That's according to a South Haven police dispatcher. Unfortunately, two people were killed in the shooting, according to DeSoto County Sheriff Bill Rasko. Customer Phil Cox, 70 years old, had just left the Walmart when he heard a gunshot near him in the parking lot, turned and saw a man no more than 40 feet from him sprinting into the store. That man was later identified as a gunman. He said, "We were within milliseconds of being very close to him, coming right at him, and maybe being in the line of fire." Now, Cox is a resident of Forest City, Arkansas. He had spent the night at nearby Baptist Memorial Hospital, DeSoto, because he was in a sleep research program. And then he had gone to Walmart to pick up some stuff. He said it happened too fast for him to be afraid. Now that we've had some time to think about it, it's alarming that we were this close. Now, it's a developing story. We don't really have a lot more information on the shooter. South Haven is a city of about 50,000 residents near, like, the Mississippi-Tennessee border. It's a suburb of Memphis. And the names of the two victims who were killed, not released. But, you know, almost every day or every week, there's something like this going on. We just talked about the Garlic Festival in L.A., or in Northern California. And, you know, as a doctor, as a mom, as an American citizen, I am very, very frustrated that, you know, we don't really have an approach to doing this. What we hear these happen, and we go, you know, okay, we're going to send our prayers, and, you know, we pray, you know, that you know, for the victims' families, and we hope it doesn't ever happen again. And it's about all we could do, you know, being across the country. And then, you know, you hear people talk about, all right, well, you know, we need to do, you know, gun laws. We need to do something. Yeah, well, you know, there was like a stabbing just the other day. And in California, they do have strict gun laws, and that didn't seem to prevent that shooting. And, you know, people want to do something. So I get how they want to focus their attention on something political. But I don't think we're actually just approaching this whole idea of that we have wackos out there that want to kill others. You know, everybody wants a motive because they think if there's a motive, we can find a pattern with motives. And if you really notice, we don't really have a pattern with motives. Most of the people that do these mass shootings die in the process, like Adam Lanza or, you know, I think Jared Loftner. I'm not sure if he was arrested or if he was killed. Jared Loftner did the Tucson shooting. Adam Lanza did the Sandy Hook elementary school shooting. But you don't really get, you know, a motive many times. Not a lot of them are leaving a note. So we go to their Facebook posts or their social media, and we publicize, you know, what they said. And a lot of times we're not getting any clues there. And I think we need to work under the assumption that there are people that walk around that act normal to us, because everybody seems to be quirky. I mean, I see people, I mean, even my best friends, who I think are the most psychologically sane, you know, they, like, you know, do stupid things, okay? You know, I feel like I'm very, very psychologically sane, but my friends think I'm crazy because I will take songs and, you know, rewrite them to include the dogs or the cats, you know, or the kids. And they're like, why are you rewriting a perfectly good song? And they probably think that's completely, you know, wacko. But it's something I like to do. Okay? Right? Ha-ooza Madonna means no Uzis. I sing songs about Uzi all the time because she's my doggy. So, you know, we all have little quirks. We all have little crazies within us, which is fine. That's what kind of makes us unique. You know? I mean, some of us like to eat our Oreo cookie as a sandwich. Some of us like to actually lick off the cream and then enjoy each side of the cookie. You might think that's crazy, tomato, tomato. So, you know, that doesn't help us when we want to walk into a Walmart, or we want to go to church, or we want to go to Bible study, or we want to send our kids to school, and we don't know when the next person is going to want to run in with a gun. Now, somebody could say, well, metal detectors, let's put metal detectors up in the schools. I think that's a great start. But the problem is somebody can run through a metal detector. You know, I know a lot of hospitals and a lot of doctor's offices now have locks where to let somebody in, you have to hit a button. But, I mean, are you, you know, are you, gosh, what's the word for it when you pat them down? You know, are you, you know, I forget what the word for it is, but, you know, when you know, are you patting them down before they come back? Are you, I mean, is the front desk really able to assess if somebody has a weapon? Yeah, I bring that up because doctors have been shot. I've had friends who were doctors who were shot by their patients. So we live in an unsafe world. Now, in terms of statistics, you know, people say, well, gosh, shootings happen all the time. Two people died in Mississippi today. It's horrible, but, you know, compared to, you know, the rest of the world, you know, it's you know, still, you know, part of the norm, part for the course of, you know, regular living. No, it's not. Any shooting that happens where innocent people are just trying to go to a neighborhood store, and boy, do a lot of things, these things happen at Walmarts or big shopping centers. No, any anytime something like this happens, we really need to reboot and reevaluate what we're doing. Now, I've already been talking to a lot of people, and what many of them do is they say, well, I just don't go to Walmart anymore. I just don't go to those places. I don't go to concerts anymore. I stay away from public places. Well, you can't. You can't be a hermit your whole life. But actually, people are. They could order in. They could do Uber Eats, delivery. They could order their groceries. I mean, I got to be honest, I really haven't been to Walmart in a while because I could just order the stuff online. I just made another order yesterday. I order it online, and it gets shipped to me. You know, I mean, it's really easy to become a hermit, to start, you know, I don't know, becoming introverted. And that's not living life either. Yeah, that might be safer right now. You know, a lot of parents are like, screw this, I'm homeschooling my kid. I'm not going to send my kid to school for him to get shot. I get you. As a parent, I get you. Trust me, I thought the same thing. I'm like, why the hell am I sending my kid to school when he doesn't want to go to school and he falls asleep? Why am I homeschooling him? It's safer. But the problem is that's not living. You don't grow. You don't live. You don't become competitive. You don't become successful without being around others. And you can't go through life being away from others. You know, I mean, whether it's going shopping, whether it's going to work. You know, whenever there's a shooting at work, I mean, people are scared to death of going to work. I don't blame them. You know, and if I was the employer, I'm like, all right, well, you know, let's work from home, you know, just until things kind of calm down. But you know, people have to go to work. Things have to be done. And so, the only thing I could think of that we might need to do is just really vamp up security. I mean, I'm talking where we have guards, right? You know, ex-police officers, ex-military guard these places. There are so many people coming back from the military that are having issues finding jobs. And I think security is going to be the number one rapidly growing job. Have security there. Nobody ever has enough. You can have great security guards. I've worked at a place recently where the security guards are awesome, but there just weren't enough of them. And I'm like, if something goes down here or there, it's going to take them some transit time. And unfortunately, a few people could get shot in the meantime. You know, we do our shelter-in-place training, and you're like, you know, hoping that, you know, the few security guards that are present is going to be enough isn't ideal. So then the next thing we could do is not only rely on others for our security, but then rely on ourselves. Now, I mean, what do? I mean, you want to be able to go shopping, and you can't be having a bulletproof shield. And you can't be always wearing bulletproof clothes and, you know, your head is open and things like that. But, you know, maybe we do need to have more tactical training. There's a shooter, you know, what do and how do you take them down? Maybe kids need to be learning Krav Maga in school. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But I think we're sitting ducks. And I don't like being a sitting duck. I don't like watching these shootings or these stabbings or people taking a car into a crowd and feeling like I couldn't do anything about it. And you can't. I mean, you know, even if you have, you know, even if you have the most, adept, you know, military personnel right next to you, I mean, you know, things can still happen, you know, before they could respond. But, I just think we need to approach these way differently than we are. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
John Ratcliffe is a brilliant man.
Amid criticism from Democrats that his pick is too partisan, President Trump defends his nominee to be Director of National Intelligence, Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe.
He's a very talented guy. He's a strong man. It's what we need in that position.
Trump hoping Ratcliffe will be confirmed by the U.S. Senate to succeed Intel Chief Daniel Coates, who's stepping down in mid-August. A Seattle woman behind bars in connection with a massive Capital One data breach that exposed the information of about 100 million Americans, according to Cap One. The FBI arrested 33-year-old software engineer Paige Thompson yesterday on a charge of computer fraud. She's due in court on Thursday for a bail hearing. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is an interesting study coming out of Iowa. They say overweight people really do enjoy their food more than other adults. They found obese women needed to eat 12.5 pieces of chocolate to fall to the same level of taste perception as non-obese women who ate only 10 pieces of chocolate. Yeah, I don't get this. I'm like, okay, guys, chocolate is chocolate. You don't just stop at one piece. Okay? You can't just stop at one piece. That's just not how it works. You can't, that's not chocolate. I've tried that with, like, chocolate chips. When I try to diet, if I go all no carbs, it doesn't work because eventually I have a carb and then you gain the weight back. So as I diet, I have some carbs, but less carbs. And so I'm like, okay, I'll just have one chocolate chip. Oh, no. You can't. Chocolate chip acts like an opioid. I mean, it boosts your serotonin. And you're like, you know, dun, 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 and then you're like, okay, I need more. You know, it's kind of like that, I don't know if you've ever seen that episode on Simpsons. I bring it up where, was it Barney? Barney and Bart Simpson and Homer Simpson apparently were in college together, I think. And Barney, you know, the drunk, the one that, you know, is drunk, right, in the bar. So Barney and Homer Simpson, I guess, were in college together, and Barney was like Mensa. You know, I mean, he was, you know, wearing a shirt and tie and, you know, really academic. And Homer's like, have a beer. And Barney's like, no, I got to study. I got a midterm. I got calculus, whatever. Homer's like, come on, man. Have just one beer. So he decides to have one beer. And then all of a sudden, starts going all googly eyes, tongue hanging out of his mouth, and he becomes drunk. So, yeah, that's kind of fun. Anyway, that's what chocolate does to us. But they say food tastes better to fat people, according to Daily Mail. And that might be fueling the obesity crisis. The research suggests that a key factor in overeating is that some people get much more pleasure from the taste of food. Researchers found that as they munched their way through a bar of chocolate, the enjoyment level of obese people remained higher for longer. Slimmer people began to enjoy the taste less as time went on. Okay, so let me just stop here for a second. Food manufacturers manipulate our food. And I didn't realize this until it was years ago. And we were hanging out with a family from England who was, here for his military, you know, post. And, they had moved to America and was here for, a few years. Loved them dearly. And, you know, they moved back to England. And we would get like a birthday cake or something like that for birthday parties. And he said, it's your desserts here are too sweet. I can't enjoy the cake. It's too sweet. And I don't know if you've ever been to Europe. Desserts there are good, but they're not as sugary. A lot of people are like, oh, I don't really like the food in Europe. It's not that tasty. Well, because in America, what we do is we really manipulate your taste buds. And so if you ever, like, eat a cake in Europe, from like a normal bakery, not for the tourists, but for the normal for the residents of the town, it's not as tasty. It's not as sugary. They just don't use as much sugar. They also don't use as much salt. Now, Germany is a little different. Germany uses a lot of butter. And, oh, their food is delicious. My kids even said the food in Germany was the best. Well, yeah. But even if you go to Italy, the food is good, but the food tastes different. Tastes different than America. You know? I mean, like a trick to bread in America is the salt. Our chicken sandwiches, when we get chicken, a trick is adding butter. And then, of course, a lot of our sweets have the extra sugar. And so you unfortunately get addicted. You know, we're going after, you know, big tobacco, right, for manipulating us. And we're not going after big food in that way. You know, do you really have to have all that sugar? The problem is once you have that little bit of sugar, you're addicted. And so if you try one soda and you try another soda and one really tastes sugary and syrupy and, you know, I mean, personally, I like the, I think Pepsi went back to an old school retro Pepsi. Tasted good. I think Coke from Mexico that uses real sugar as opposed to corn syrup tastes better. But corn syrup was able to make things taste a lot better. And I think corn syrup came out because back in the World War II days, you know, we were rationing sugar. And then artificial sweeteners came out. Artificial sweeteners came out also around that time because they were like, look, we need to sweeten food, but we can't use sugar. You know, we're rationing. And artificial sweeteners are like hundreds of times more sugary than sugar. So we start to very easily train our taste buds to wanting more sugary, high caloric things because it's very, very addictive. You know, I remember when I was little, Pringles had come out, or maybe Pringles was out, but I remember my mom would get Pringles. And, you know, she's like, here's a couple potato chips. I had to have a whole thing. That salt was just so addictive. But now, what's this about obese people? And them, you know, having a different affinity towards food. So this study was published in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and it tested levels of satisfaction among adults who were normal weight, overweight, and obese. And Professor Linnea Polgreen of the University of Iowa and her team conducted a controlled trial of 290 adults. 161 had normal body mass index, 78 were overweight, 51 obese. Okay, so overweight is over 25, BMI obese is over 30. 80% of these participants were females, and the ages ranged from 18 to 75. The participants were offered and rated one piece of chocolate at a time in a controlled environment and could eat as much as they wanted without feeling uncomfortable. Oh, my gosh. I would be so on top of that. Oh, my God. I would sign up for that study. So they ate between 2 and 51 pieces. I could not stop at 51. The researchers also found that people who were hungrier prior to the study had greater taste perception, while women's taste perceptions declined faster than men's. Well, you have to eat slower. If you gulp your food, we've talked about this with losing weight. Somebody said to chew your food an average of 100 times before you swallow it. And you sit there and count. Now, I mean, I tried that, and I was like, one, two. I mean, I was like, okay, I'm gonna swallow it. And us fast eaters, I'm a fast eater because in medical school, you didn't have time to eat. You never had time to eat. So, you know, to sit down and eat was a rarity. So I knew I would only have 5 minutes, and I learned to eat fast, and I never shook that. Still, I eat my meal very, very fast. And that's not good because then you'll eat more. But if you take time and you eat slowly, which is why maybe, you know, the Italians have it with the wine and the French have it with the wine, because you sip your wine and then you have a little bite of food and then you sip some more wine. But when you eat slower, you eat less. And I think it's easier on your bowels and all that. So eating slower is huge. But they said that people with obesity report a higher level of satisfaction for each additional piece of chocolate compared to non-obese people. So like, oh, this is good. Well, again, if you like food, this is a no-duh study. If you like food and you appreciate the flavors, you know, you're going to probably want more. Now, not all chefs who appreciate food are overweight. A lot of chefs are skinny. But you have a lot of chefs out there that, you know, can't shake the pounds because they're like, oh, this is really, really good, and they know how to appreciate it. So my suggestion is, and somebody had talked about this before, or maybe it was me that talked about it before, is you need to mentally make chocolate not look good. When you look at chocolate, you need to think of poop. You know, when you do cognitive behavioral therapy, where every time you look at a piece of chocolate, that's poop. That's poop. If you look at bread, think of mold. And then you're like, I don't want it. And then you just start moving towards other foods. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, making news, an Ohio medical marijuana company has had to recall THC drops over contamination concerns. It's a voluntary recall. Standard Wellness has voluntarily recalled its, quote, standard drops after some purchasers said that the THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol-infused water-soluble drops, were contaminated. This is being reported by the Cincinnati Inquirer. The company on Sunday told at least 15 medical marijuana dispensaries in the state to stop selling the product after officials were informed that some purchasers were posting pictures of the drops to Facebook, claiming they noticed debris in it. In total, the newspaper reports the recall affects roughly 3,200 bottles of the drops, which contain 110 milligrams of THC, a compound of marijuana that causes users to feel high. The drops work when mixed in water or another drink. I'm looking right now at, it's disgusting what I'm seeing in there right now. Now, I don't know if it's fungus, so I don't know if it's a pathogen contaminant, but it looks disgusting. The Ohio Department of Commerce was also notified and subsequently put a hold on the sale of the drops. They said patient safety is of utmost importance, and the Medical Marijuana Control Program is taking this matter seriously to ensure no patient is adversely affected. Commerce spokeswoman Kelly Whitaker told the news outlet, no illnesses have been reported at this time. The recall initially only affected drops manufactured before July 3rd, but has since expanded to all standard drops, according to a Monday statement from the Ohio Medical Marijuana Program. Do you remember there was a case where somebody had opened up a Capri Sun, and I think it was a Capri Sun, one of those fruit snack pouches, fruit drinks. And rather than just sticking the straw into it and letting the kid go to town, it felt funny. So the parents poured it out into a glass, and it was like all gross and slobby and chunky and, yeah. Because apparently there was a hole in it, and there was a fungus that grew. You know, a lot of our drinks and stuff are in containers where we just don't see the drink. The problem is we don't know what's in there. You got to smell it. You got to taste it. But maybe pour everything out. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. You know, I tell people when they go to the pharmacy and get their medication to always examine the pills and count the pills. So many people go, yeah, I didn't get as many pills. And then they go to the pharmacist and the pharmacist is like, no. You know, you're not going to try to snow me. And I don't blame the pharmacist because a lot of people do that. They go, oh, my doctor gave me 30 Lortab and you only gave me 20. And you're like, no, count them. You know, and then the pharmacist is like, no. And, you know, the person's like, no, I paid for 30. Give me 30. Yeah, so do all that when you're there. Like Lethal Weapon 2, you get, you know, screwed at the drive-thru or whatever. Or, yeah. You know, it's one of those things where mistakes happen, and mistakes sometimes happen, like, way too much. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, two teenagers were doing squats. They did about 1,000 squats apiece. They were really busting a move. I mean, they were, you know, I know bust a move is old. It's all right. I like that term, bust a move. Anyway, they were busting a move. And they were exercising, and they were girls, good few girls, two teenage girls squatting over and over again. It's a big exercise everybody does. You have to work on your balance. You got so many muscles involved in squatting. I can't do it because of my back and my knees. I wish I could. I lifted weights for some time. Again, I don't know if it hurt my discs. I don't know, but squats are something the young people do. Unfortunately, these two girls ended up in an ICU. Now, what they did was they were in a contest where they were squatting over and over again to see who could flex their glutes the longest. Both girls won. So they agreed to a ceasefire after they hit the 1,000. One of the girls, though, started to get really, really sore in the legs. Then she was unable to bend them. Then her urine had turned brown. So you guys know what's going on here, right? She had so much muscle injury that she went into rhabdomyolysis. She asked her boyfriend to take her to the hospital. She ends up in the ICU. Rhabdomyolysis is an extreme, like, you know when you, like, pull a muscle? And you're like, well, I must have damaged the muscle. This is where you damaged a lot of muscles. And so I guess when you run for long periods of time or lift weights, according to Fox News, your muscles break down. What ends up happening is when these muscles break down, myoglobin, which is a protein, gets into the bloodstream. And then it goes to the kidneys. And the kidneys are supposed to filter it out because, again, it's not supposed to be, you know, it's not something that we want circulating around at high levels. The problem is the kidney can't do that much. It can only do so much. So they say if you measure the amount of muscle protein in your blood after a 5-mile run, they said, yeah, you're going to have more muscle protein. But with rhabdomyolysis, there's so much of that protein, the kidneys just can't handle it. So the kidneys get gummed up, basically, according to Dr. Cohn, a medical officer for the FBI. And then when these kidneys get gummed up, they start to fail. So many times when you start to pee brown, they say it's too late. So the girls were, both of them, ended up actually going into rhabdo. They went into the ICU. They were, and what do we do? Well, we usually give you fluids. We try to flush it out. Just like regular plumbing, right? We try to flush it out. And rhabdomyolysis is rare. And it's frustrating to see an injury like this happen to people who were being active. You know, I mean, I've seen people where they, you know, they'll go to Disneyland or they'll go on a trip and they'll walk around on their hike and they will just be feeling sick. And they're like, is it altitude sickness? Is it heat exhaustion? It could be rhabdo. When you start to have all this muscle breakdown, you feel sore and you feel sick. The problem is heat illness could do the same thing. Altitude sickness, I guess, could do that as well. But, you know, the key is the sore muscles. So, you know, should you exercise every day to avoid rhabdo? Well, being consistent and building up is the best. I mean, we have seen a lot of athletes go into rhabdo. But it's when you go from 0 to 100, that's when you're the most at risk. So if your body's used to you're working out at the gym 3-4 times a week, there's less of a chance than you never exercising, and then all of a sudden it's January 2nd, and you made a New Year's resolution. You're like, well, tell with this, I'm going to now work out for 2 hours. And I get it. You know, we always do that. We always make that mistake. It's psychological. Where you're like, oh, wait, if I just do 5 minutes of exercise, I need to make a change. And I need to make it dramatic so it sticks. I get that. Well, then walk. You know, don't do heavy. You know, exercise after not exercising for a while. A lot of people do. They go, I'm going to go run again. I haven't ran in five, like me. I used to run miles. I used to run a lot. I haven't really done that in a while. So if I decide to go run a 5-10 miles today, that could put me into rhabdo. I exercise a lot. I just don't run. So it's like it's the consistency of the exercise. Now, you could also get rhabdo by trauma, something, you know, hurting the muscle, like a car accident, heat stroke. Certain drugs could do it. In 2018, there was a 17-year-old boy who got rhabdo because he did a 90-minute weightlifting session. He had not worked out for several years prior to the incident. And then all of a sudden, he did a weightlifting session for 90 minutes. Another teen was diagnosed back in 2015 because he had two strenuous football practices the same day. And that stuff, I've seen coaches. I've seen some of these football coaches, just be real jerks. And you're tired or you're hurting and they go, keep going. And I've seen them work people out in the sun because summer camp, you know, or preseason is during August when it's hot. And parents, you got to step up and you got to tell the coach to back off. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.